Stay tuned for Veterans News. And today on Veterans News, I'd like to talk to you about the initiative that Veterans of Modern Warfare is bringing to the Congress in order to improve and change and update the Veterans Administration, the service that they administer, and the way those services are distributed and funded. I've read the report. You can find it on the website of Veterans of Modern Warfare if you go to www.vmwusa.org. That'll get you in contact with the organization, and you'll find on that website their proposals for improvements in the way veteran services are administered and funded. And it's a pretty broad proposal and quite inclusive, but several of the provisions stood out that I'd like to share with you today. There's a general area that they talk about veterans' health care in general and the funding of that, but they specifically talk about women and rural health care. Here's what they say. Women and rural veterans continue to be the fastest-growing demographic populations in our modern military forces. Subsequently, they are also the newest cohorts requiring specialized care within the VA. Gender-specific health care, physical and psychological, inpatient and outpatient, must be a priority. As VA health care continues to devolve from large medical centers to community-based outpatient clinics, it is essential that VA personnel staff these clinics, ending the current trend toward contracting out and privatizing. Approximately 44% of the veterans population, however, resides in rural America, so outsourcing health care to rural veterans may be the only way to provide them with health care if they live more than 60 miles from a VA primary health care provider. So that's a particular section regarding women's special health care needs and rural health care for veterans that are in rural areas. A second area that jumped out at me was this one, Gulf War illness and other toxic exposures, about which they say, we will seek, we being the Veterans of Modern Warfare organization, we will seek to secure adequate appropriations for research projects, approximately $60 million, to develop effective treatments for the conditions of Gulf War illness, and VMW shall seek special funding for new research projects into intergenerational effects of Gulf War illness. This includes a depleted uranium study and a Gulf War birth and infant registry. No clinical study to date has provided comprehensive information on Gulf War veterans' children, including rates of diagnosis, conditions, symptomatic illnesses, and learning and behavioral disorders. We will work to convince Congress and or the new VA Secretary to use their authority to enact new presumptive service-connected eligible conditions and to ensure that the VA's Gulf War Registry includes a military history and is epidemiologically effective. We will promote extending the delimiting date for VA medical eligibility by 5 years for Gulf War veterans from 2011 to 2016 in order to fully research medical conditions and treatments for outcome of Gulf War illness. So here they're addressing, trying to get the VA to address Gulf War illness head on, and that that includes also depleted uranium exposure, and not only the individuals, but longitudinal studies and also studies relevant to epidemiological evidence.
Jerry, yes. Yeah. Now, for listeners that maybe not haven't caught our past shows on this, the Veterans of Modern Warfare, what they're really talking about are the two Iraq wars and the Afghan war.
Right. Veterans who have become veterans since 1991, essentially, okay. since Desert Storm.
So with all of the health-related issues, from exposure to chemicals in Gulf War I, this becomes a really a salient issue that they're pressing.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And that's not the only one. This next section that I'm going to talk about is specific disabilities associated with modern veterans: PTSD, TBI, MST, and substance abuse. And here's what they say about that. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, traumatic brain injury, TBI, and military sexual trauma, MST, and substance abuse are the four major health care disorders that are prominent in modern veterans. And so we can see that there's, we're not talking about, broken limbs and those kinds of physical injuries here. We're talking about real psychological and mental injuries that are quite prominent, actually, in the returning veterans these days. And Veterans of Modern Warfare says, we will work with Congress to ensure that the organizational capacity and funding for the diagnosis and treatment of the neuropsychiatric wounds of war, particularly for PTSD and substance abuse, are realized. We will work with Congress to ensure that the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs increase funding to develop and implement effective diagnostic and treatment programs for all active duty National Guard and reservists suffering a TBI, that's traumatic brain injury. We will seek to ensure that the VA has both the ability and capacity to provide gender-specific inpatient and outpatient care and treatment for victims of MST, that's military sexual trauma. Particularly as it relates to women veterans and their continually increasing population demographic in today's modern military. And finally, we will strive to encourage the VA to extend the authority of the vet centers and treat all veterans and their families. And I'd like to talk about just one more section, having mentioned that these psychological and mental traumas and injuries are a prominent feature in today's returning veterans. It's not beyond the imagination that returning veterans being confused, having perhaps some hostilities, feeling isolated, getting into maybe self-medication, could run afoul of the law. And that could be just the beginning of a downward spiral, ending up in retirement in a cardboard box somewhere. And so the last section that I wanted to share with you is veterans' civil rights. And the VMW says this about veterans' civil rights. We will promote legislation to establish veteran courts throughout the country to serve the unique legal, psychological, and emotional needs of combatant veterans involved in the justice system, to include the establishment of training programs to educate law enforcement professionals in these unique needs. We will seek to ensure that incarcerated veterans and their families receive access to VA health care and benefits at the levels to which they are eligible. We will seek to ensure that incarcerated veteran transition programs are adequately funded and systematically deployed throughout the entire justice system. And we will seek to establish veterans as a protected class, prohibiting discrimination in all states. So, the position paper of Veterans of Modern Warfare, they're working for you veterans out there. And if there are veterans out there listening to this program, we'd be interested in hearing from you. We really would like to hear your stories. If you don't want to be on the air, I'd like to interview and just talk to you. You can contact us at the station.
892-9200, I believe.
892-9200, yeah. Yeah, that's our number. We'd love to hear from you.